This is a recording of my conversation with TJ Brenigmeyer, Executive VP EMEA at Bloomreach. We discuss AI-powered personalization to drive e-commerce. TJ shares some key e-commerce trends Bloomreach platform saw during the COVID crisis. We cover what Bloomreach does and how it works, and end with TJ's views on how AI could further help e-commerce development. I'm talking to Tjeerd Brenigmeyer, Executive VP EMEA at Bloomreach. Bloomreach is a leader in digital commerce. It uses AI to drive better commerce search and content delivery. In March, it powered a quarter of the booming UK and US e-commerce market, which would be second to only Amazon in e-commerce sales. Tjeerd, welcome. Please introduce yourself and tell us a bit more about Bloomreach.
Yeah, thanks. Will do. I have this difficult name, Tjeerd Brenigmeyer. When I'm abroad, I just call myself TJ. I'm running Europe, EVP EMEA. So we have an office in London and are opening up an office in Germany. I'm also part of the exec team. And I actually joined Bloomreach during the acquisition of Hippo in 2016, where I was a founder of Hippo, the content management part.
Usually I like to start a bit broader. Tjeerd, the coronavirus lockdown accelerated e-commerce development tremendously. What do you think are some of the lasting changes while the crisis is over?
As you stated in the intro, we power over $200 billion in revenue to our platform. So we definitely see a lot of changes at the moment happening within our platform. There's a lot more demand, for example, for curbside pickup or click and collect, that people don't have to go into the store, but still know that they will get their products in time. So they skip the delivery part. We also see that people buy a lot more products which they used to not buy before online. So they expand basically their basket size. And what we also see is that in stores, a lot of the payments are done contactless. And I think a lot of these trends will also stay with us after we find a medicine or a vaccine for this COVID-19 coronavirus, which is currently ruling the world. At the same time, we see a drastic increase on e-commerce traffic. A lot of people are doing a lot more research online. So the visits are tremendous. The conversion is sort of similar. So there's a lot more, people buy a lot more, but they search even more page views before they buy. What will change is that this will accelerate the digital transformation. So people will invest more in the e-commerce channel and everything which is needed to make this successful. And the question is how the shopping behavior sort of in the street, the old brick shopping behavior, how that will change.
So now moving on to Bloomreach, what specific problem is Bloomreach solving?
We're the leading e-commerce platform. The problem we solve is that we become the head of the traditional commerce platform. So the commerce platform is focusing a lot more on the transaction and the logistics and the payments, where we focus on delivering the best experience to any customer on the website. And in that sense, it's critical that we use our AI to personalize every customer interaction on all the platforms you have, on all the channels, and make sure that these people have the best experience and that you have the possibility to make sure that they basically buy the most or have the highest conversion. Our platform is focused on getting business results and making sure that you see a huge increase in your top line, so your revenue is growing.
What are some of the practical tools and applications, and what's the technology behind?
Our platform, we call BRX, is a Bloomreach experience, consists of five modules, so you can implement them one by one. So the first one is search and merchandising, so it's basically the product discovery, in which you look at basically the search box, but also the product grids and the facets. Basically, all the products you see on the online channel are personalized within that module, and the merchandising has the tooling to adjust the algorithm. So, for example, what we often see is that, for example, the algorithm works on boosting products which have the highest margin. But after COVID, we saw a lot of companies which were focused a lot more on cash. And in that sense, they tweaked the algorithm, and the merchandiser stated, we want to make sure that you boost the products which we have in stock. Then there's the content management module, in which you can enrich the experience to provide all the content and the whole experience around the product discovery, but also how you can amplify your brand. Then we have product pathways, so recommendations. The last product is around SEO, which helps you to drive more organic traffic to your online property. So these five modules are part of BRX. And the main thing is that all these products are powered by our intelligent index. So that's where the AI is doing all their magic and providing a personalized experience.
Bloomreach has obviously a broad usage. Could you discuss some of the emerging industries and use cases?
We focus on the commerce market, and we address four markets, or four quadrants within the commerce market: B2C, which we describe as brands and retail, and B2B, which we describe as distributors and manufacturers. If you look at some of the customers, like for example, Staples, Puma, Bosch, Asche Bayern München, Edeka, basically customers in all these four quadrants, what we see in these quadrants, and also due to Corona, we see some changes as well. So there's a lot more happening within the B2B market. They accelerate their commerce or transformation, and often they're skipping a channel and go from a B2B directly to the customers into sort of a B2C experience.
So what are the benefits that the clients get? Can you share some success stories?
What we look at, and basically what we describe as the proven outcomes, is that we drive revenue per visit, often an increase of 5 to 10%, as we work with the largest companies out there, which often have more than a billion in turnover. A 5 to 10% increase is substantial. We also look at an increase to add to cart rate by up to 25%. We also improve the team efficiency by up to 50%, because of the AI is doing all the work. In that sense, your team doesn't need to do all the manual labor to maintain all these channels.
So how does working with Bloomreach and an implementation look like?
So we have a partner ecosystem around us. We look at basically the agencies and SIs which implement our product. And then we also partner with all the major commerce partners out there, SAP, Salesforce, Commerce Tools. So we basically have integrations with all the major commerce platforms where you basically use the connector and the accelerator to get up and running quickly. And the SI or agency can go the last mile by implementing your customizations, making sure that the environments have your look and feel.
Chaired, final question. What do you think are the opportunities of AI to further drive e-commerce and content personalization?
Yeah, I think those are huge. I think a lot of the research shows that all the companies which are investing in AI, especially around the customer experience, get a huge return on investment, because we're just at the tipping point. If you look at Bloomreach, the original founders from Bloomreach came from Google, the search engine, and their promise was to use to build the same technology or use the same technology from the Google search engine and make it available to all the businesses out there. And if you look at the results, and especially the revenue lift we generate for all our customers, we're just at the start. I think in general, if you look at all these platforms, and that's also how we differentiate, is that by using this AI, we can really focus on driving business results, where there used to be a lot of platforms which focus on the IT and providing more agility. What we do as well, because we have a modern platform, our main focus point is to help business to win big. And AI is the core for everything in what we do. And that's by basically personalizing every customer experience. And as I described, on all kinds of variables, that could be margin, that could be best buy product, that could be in stock. But what we see with larger customers as well, is that they start to customize even the algos we have. And that's where you see a lot of the companies can gain a lot, because they have obviously a lot of data within, for example, the CRM data system. And what you see also with manufacturers, they have sort of they often have personas, but then also personalization within these personas. And in that sense, you can see that we're just at the starting point of AI helping the end customer to be more successful online.
Chair, this was great. Thank you very much.